Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Ayin Vav, and we're holding two lines from the bottom of the Yomid where the Gemara begins, Leima Kahani Tanoi. Let us say that the machloikis that we learned yesterday of the Amiroim is like the following machloikis of the Tanoim. Who are the Amiroim that we had yesterday? So let's go back roughly 10-12 lines. You'll see we have two dots at the end of the line, and then the new line begins, Itma, Svina. Person wants to be kona a svina with mishicha. Mishicha, of course, means by pulling it. We'll see in a moment. How are you kona? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omer kimin shemoshach kol shehu kona. All you have to do is move in an inch. Aleidik, you're done, and you were kona. Shmuel amalei kona at shiim sheches kula. If the whole boat is 8 feet long, you have to move it 8 feet. And then the Gemara said lemikatanoi. And try to bring a raya to the machloikis, or to say that the same machloikis tanoim, legabe behemis. The Gemara was docha that raya. But it's important for us to see the distinction between mesira and mishicha, because that's going to figure very prominently in today's Gemara. So, lemeke tanoi, again, 8 or 9 lines from the bottom. Ketzad bin mesira. Although we're talking about an animal, the same principle applies to a boat or to a ship. Ketzim Mesira, Achsa betalfa, besara, beukif shalaleh, beshlif shalaleh, beprum bishem befiyah, bezugshem betzavara, kana. In each one of these cases, there was no moving of the animal. The animal stayed stationary. What happened was, the lokeach grabbed hold of the talfa. Talfa is the leg. Although the Gemara doesn't say so beferush, Rishbam says it had to be bemitzvas hamoicher, meaning either the moicher actually is moser, he hands over, in this case, the leg, or, here he says to the lokeach, here, feel free to go and pick up this leg, or schlep it, or hold it, or whatever. You don't have to pick up the animal, you just have to hold on to the leg. Or besara, or it's here, or bokif sholeh, or the saddle on its back, schlif sholeh, some sort of weight or load that it has on its back. But promishimafia, a bit or a muzzle in its mouth. Bezuk shebet zavara, a bell around its neck. Any one of these things shows ba'alus, that he is now the owner of this animal, even though he didn't schlep it, even though the animal didn't move, just the handing over the mesir. That's the word mesir means, to hand over. But you don't have to physically hand over in terms of the mocher to the lokech, as long as the mocher is there and says, yeah, take possession, hold on to the hair, hold on to the saddle, and so on and so forth. However, ketzad b'mishicha, that's already a different story. The lekeach calls to the animal, behema, come. And the animal listens and goes. What happens if the animal does not wish to listen? So what does the lekeach do? He gives it a patch with a stick, and it moves. As long as it moves. How much it has to move, we learned already yesterday, that's the machloikis in this price. That's not key for today. So bottom line is, mesira, you only have to go and do a handover, and mishicha, there has to be an actual movement on the part of the animal. So now let's skip down to the bottom of the yomud, leima kahani tanoi. Let us say the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, legabe svina, whether you have to be moishach just a koshu, a bisala, or whether you have to go and pull the whole thing, that's a machloikis tanoim in the following brisa. Now, before we get to the actual crystallization of the potential machloikis of the tanoim in what Rav and Shmuel said, as you'll see, the brisa on the surface is a little bit difficult, and we're going to have to go through 2 or 3 understandings of the brisa until we are able to go and say, oh, now that we know the proper version of the brisa, let's say that this brisa is the same machloikis as Rav and Shmuel. So we start the brisa. The Simon says the Tanakama. Svina niknis b'mashicha. You want to be koine svina, you got to go and schlep it. Doesn't say how much, just says you have to go and do a mashicha. Rib Nosson Oimer, svina vi oisiois niknois b'mashicha u'bishtar. So Rib Nosson adds 2 new things to the equation. First of all, he throws in the word oisiois. Number 2, he throws in the inyan of a shtar. Now, what are oisiois? Oisiois, of course, are letters, but we're talking about where a moicher is selling a pre-existing loan. He has someone that owes him money, $100. He has a loan document, a note, and he says, is anybody willing to go and buy it now at a discount? I don't want to wait until a maturity date to get $100. I need some cash now. Anybody who buys it now, I'll sell it to him for $50. You'll hold on to it for 6 months or a year until the maturity date, and then you'll get paid the full $100 amount. So, like anything in life, everything has a price, and therefore he wants to go and sell a shtar. Shtar choyv. The reason why the Gemara uses the term oisiois as opposed to shtar, because as we'll see shortly in the Gemara, every shtar has two values to it. Number one, the paper value, the value of the paper itself. What value does the paper of the shtar have? Says the Gemara, lotzur al pi sluchisoi, to use that as a bottle stopper. In the good old days, they didn't have plastic bottle stoppers and bottle caps like we have today. So what happens if you had an open bottle of wine and you wanted to make sure it didn't go sour and you want to make sure it didn't spill out? So you'd stuff it up with a piece of paper. Paper was not cheap like it is today. They didn't manufacture, you know, mass production paper. So when you had a document, could have been made out of papyrus or whatever it was made out of, it had a value in terms of the paper value itself, that they used to go and use that to stuff the bottles. As you know, there's a minig nittel night. Nittel is already machlokes. When is nittel? Whether it's December 24, 25, or whether it's January 6th. But nittel is the time of their god. And because of that, there's a minig...
January 6th, Greek Orthodox. Oh, I thought you were Orthodox. Thinking about the whole Trump January 6th.
No. The Russian Orthodox crafts.
Okay.
It's good that you say that, because he also considers himself to be a semi-god.
Right.
But that's a separate story. Well, that's good for the Jews or bad. That's not a discussion for now. But anyway, the point is that there's a minig night, not to go and learn that night. And there are different variations of the minig.
Right.
Some Soifa says the truth of the matter is, how did this minig begin? Because the Goyim used to get early and have midnight mass.
Right.
And then the Jews would go to sleep, because people go to sleep, you know, before midnight. See, if it was a kitrig in Shemaim, look, the Bnei Shlom children are all sleeping. And the Oizel and his guys are all getting up to pray. So therefore, the minig initially was that one should go and sleep and not learn until midnight, and to get up midnight to go and learn at the same time that they're going to their Beis Tiflah, to their churches, so that there wouldn't be any kitrin. Anyway, over time people became machmir, since they didn't learn until 12, they didn't learn after 12 either. But that's a separate story. Anyway, why am I mentioning this? Because they say, how does one occupy yourself that night if you're not learning? So they say that Kiva Eger, they didn't have today, like you have 25 different types of toilet tissue, that he would go and tear up old newspapers that night for basic kisei supplies for the next few months. That was his job. So it's not like today, you know, you have napkins and you have tissues and you have tissue paper and toilet paper. It was a different world then. So anyway, so there is intrinsic value in the paper itself. But obviously the major value of a shtar choyv is what's written in the shtar choyv. Because if it says that this shtar choyv is $5, or it says $500, or $5,000, makes a big difference. That's why the Gemara talks about oisiois, meaning the shtar choyv that contains that writing. Okay, so how are you koina a sfina and oisiois according to Reb Nosson? Niknois b'meshicha, like the Tanna Kamma said, u'bishtar plus a shtar. So it's not b'meshicha or shtar, it's Meshicha and Shtar. And the Gemara is going to ask shortly a whole bunch of questions. The first question is going to be, where did Reb Nosson begin this whole discussion about Oisiois? The Tanna Kamma is only talking about Tzvina. So Reb Nosson is going to say, yeah, Tzvina, but not only that, Oisiois, and also about Karka, and what about Avodim, and what about, you know, Vikim Terayim, why does he throw in the word Oisiois? Another thing the Gemara is going to ask is shortly, why by a Sfina would you need both a Meshicha and a Shtar? When you go and buy a Behema, do you have to have a Meshicha and a Shtar? No. Metal Klid is Niklas by Meshicha. You don't need a Shtar in addition to that. We find Shtar by Karka. The Chosim Shiesh Lemachray is a Niklin by Kesub Shtar Ubechazoka. You never find a Shtar of Gabi Metal Klid. So Gemara is going to ask all of those questions. But over and above that, there's another difficulty when it says here in the Gemara the word Meshicha. Does it really mean Meshicha when it comes to a shtar? Avad the Mashiach, I can understand when you're talking about an animal or a svina, you schlep it. But you go and schlep a shtar, l'choyri your koina ishtar the mesira. And in fact, we have two Rishbams over here, which both suggest that the Lashon of our Gemara may be either it needs to be edited, or perhaps it's somewhat loose or ambiguous. If you look at the Rishbam at the end, V'oisiyos, the last Rishbam on the Amid, Ois ishtar choyv, shemoichroi oinois l'chaveiroi, person sells ishtar choyv, he gives it as a present, k'nei liknois es ishtar, to go and be koinin out of the ishtar, the paper. V'yasachoyv shekosev by. Now Rishbam says, koni leib b'mashicha, you can be koinin b'mashicha, k'shiyovoi liyodoi, shiyimser loi hamoicha. So he says, you're koinin b'mashicha, when does that happen? When he gets it in his hand, that the moicha is moicha. Doesn't sound like a mashicha, it sounds like mesira. So it seems to be some of a disconnect. We just said a couple of minutes ago that there's a major difference between mesira and mashicha. Over and above that, now you'll notice that there is a vav, at least in my gemara, not necessarily in all of your gemaras, that the Marsha in fact changes the gears from yimsar to yimkar. It's kanali m'mashicha k'shiyav liyodai k'shiyimkar loy hamoicha. That teretz is not a perfect teretz because we started off the Rishbam the sharchoiv shemoichroi oinois noy lachaveiroi. So why would the Rishbam say at the end k'shiyav liyodai shiyimkar should be shiyimkar oishe yakne oishiyite? Oh, so you say the Rishbam already relied on the fact where he said moichroi oinois noy. Well, let's go to the next Rishbam at the top of the Amud. Ubishtar, in Kosovo Ishtar Machira al Shtaris Halolu, if and when he wrote the Shtar Machira on the Shtar Choiv, in other words, this is a Shtar for the Shtar, Kiram le Kamon, Kni lecha, you write in the Shtar, Kni lecha hu, I'm selling to you, or I'm being makna to you, this other Shtar, the Shtar Choiv, V'chol shibudea, and any of the rights appurtenant thereto. Av mesira b'loi shtar loikani. If it's only mesira, no shtar, you're not koina el lotza apit l'chisoi, like we said before, to use it as a bottle stopper. Ukele kamon, like we'll see in the Gemara in the Yomit Beis. U'mishemalchi b'loi shtar acher ilavei. That's why you need both the mesira and the shtar. Because without the shtar, I might think he's only selling the paper. The Gemara is going to ask, shtar besvina lama. Okay, I can understand you're telling me by the shtar choyv, you need both. Now, notice Rishbam says on the second line, abba mesira b'lo shtar leikani. Who's talking about mesira? The Gemara uses the expression b'mashicha. That's why it's mashma both from the Rishbam on the bottom and the Rishbam on the top, that the real word over here should be mesira and not mashicha. And I point that out because, as you'll see in the Gemara further, the Gemara is going to assume throughout that the shtar choiv, your koine b'mesira, not b'mashicha. So the word b'mashicha in the Gemara is used somewhat vaguely or ambiguously, or it should be edited to say mesira.
Mesrina also?
I'm sorry, once again?
We're
only talking about Rav Nosson. According to Tanakam, he doesn't talk about a shtar choiv, he's only talking about a svina.
Right.
Svina zicha mesicha, that's it. Mashicha. The question is, the Gabi, the Svina, the Oisiyos.
Right,
I'm sorry.
You're saying now it's Mesira.
Yes, Mesira by the Oisiyos, correct.
So it's Ikra Chashmina Sefer, because it should have said repeated the languages.
It does appear in Mashicha, it doesn't repeat, it doesn't say Mesira.
I know, it says, so the first part should say, that's when Mesrina bin Mashicha.
I agree with you fully. That the Gemara says the word Mashicha, I do not deny. I'm just saying that two Rejbams suggest that the word Mashicha over here should not be understood as Mashicha, but really as Mesira. Why, which Rejbam? Number one that he says here on the last line, Kishiyovi Yoda, Shiyim Sarlai. Okay, the Marsha says Shiyim Karlai. But here the Rav Nosson says it's not Mashicha or Shtar, he says Mashicha and Shtar. Why do you have to have Mashicha and Shtar? Says Rishbam at the top. Because Mesira alone doesn't do the trick. Why does Mesira do the trick? Because maybe it's lots of pieces of luchis. It's only calling Envy Moser to him the physical piece of paper. You want to get the rights. For that you have to add a shtar. Now, according to Rishbam, why does he use the term on the second line, the Mesira b'lei shtar lekani? He should say, b'meshicha b'lei shtar lekani. Because that's the Lashon HaGemara. Right? So that's why I'm saying it seems that there is a problem. But regardless, what I'm really doing is in introducing the rest of the Gemara, where the Gemara is going to constantly suggest that Oisi is Mesira, Mesira not the Mashiach. Okay, we'll get to it in Yet Hashem shortly. Okay, so bottom line, Tanakama says Sfina b'Mashiach, Reb Nosson says Sfina, and Shtar Choiv, you need both Mashiach and a Shtar. So the first question Gemara asks is, Oisi is Mandachar Shemai. Why does Reb Nosson throw into the picture Oisiyos when the discussion was focusing on Svina? Right? There's a discussion in the Bismedish about twice what we should do to improve the Bismedish and to go and increase membership and increase income for the shul. And then someone says, you know what? But I think it would be a good idea that we should go and vote for Biden or to vote for Harris or to go and vote for Trump. Why are you getting off subject? We're talking about the shul, we're talking about...
Nitshayach.
Nitshayach, exactly. So why does Reb Nosson throw in Oisius? We're talking about Svina. Is he off the boat? I mean, we're talking about a Svina. Good. That's question number one. Man dechashabai. So tomorrow, okay. Sunim Echzor, you got a good point. Barchik Tani. So we got to start the Braisa fresh. Says the Tanakama desanya Svina, Niknes Mimshicha, like we had. The Oisius Mimshicha. Oisius Eshtar Choy. Didn't say that until now. Oisius Arba Mimshicha. Reb Nosson Oimer. Now Reb Nosson respond. Svina the oisiois niknois b'meshicha u'bishtar. Svina and oisiois are both meshicha, and you need both meshicha and shtar. One alone is not enough, because he might say by the oisiois, maybe he's only being koine the paper and not being koine the shibudim, the oisiois in the shtar. That's why you have to have both meshicha and shtar on the shtar choif. Okay, so we answered our first question, that Tanakam, in fact, is talking about Oisiyois, and Reb Nosson says, Oisiyois, the Mesira is not enough, you have to have Meshicha and Shtar, or perhaps Mesira and Shtar, like we saw the Rishba. Sveti Mara, explain, Shtar l'Svina l'Omali, metalklihi. Okay, the point that you made, that when you want to be Koina Eshtar Choyv, you have to do, besides the physical act, Meshicha or Mesira, you also have to have a shtar, because otherwise I think you're only talking about the paper. That makes sense when you're talking about a shtar choy. But by a svina, you need a shtar. It's metalklin. How are you coin a metalklin? We have back to Maseches Kedushin, Mesira, Meshicha, Hagbo'o, etc. Kinyan Chotzer, Kinyan Agav. But you're not going coin it with a shtar. Whoever, shtar, Mandachar Shemei. That doesn't make sense. And therefore we have to go and again amend the Braisa. And we start again. Svina niknes b'meshicha. V'oisis b'mesira. That's the same as we had a moment ago. No change. Reb Nosson Oimer. Svina b'meshicha. Svina tak meshicha. V'oisiois b'shtar. In other words, at this point the Gemara is saying, like you use in English, respectively, that what we said before, Svina the oisiois b'meshicha u'bishtar, it's svina b'meshicha, and it's oisiois b'shtar. Now, on the surface, it sounds like that for svina you only need meshicha, and oisiois you only need shtar. You don't need anything more. Comes again, Rashi? No. Rashi says oisiois b'shtar means af b'shtar, and it's going back on the Tanakama. Well, what do you mean? What's going on over here?
Oh my God! This is quite enough.
I am Bob Armand Al. Find out.
We're here in the middle of Oisiois
B'Mesira. I know this is so short. This
can you imagine?
But it's not quite enough quantity.
Rabat, of course. Elav Hochik Tani. Svina Niknes B'Meshicha VaOisiois B'Mesira. That's again the Tanakama, like we said before. Reb Nosson Oimer Svina b'Meshicha v'Oisiois b'Shtar. That's 6-7 lines from the bottom, from
right.
The top.
I know.
Good. So Svina is b'Meshicha. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment. So Reb Nosson agrees to the Tanakama Svina Niknes b'Meshicha. So why does he need to even discuss it? He should just say Svina agree. Let's just go and talk about Oisiois. We'll see that in a moment. And then he says v'Oisiois b'Shtar. So now on the surface it sounds like only b'shtar for purposes of a shtar choyf. If I want to sell you a shtar choyf, you write out a new shtar to be kind of the original shtar. However, that's not the pshat Rabbi Yisai. Why not? You look again at the Rishbam. Rishbam is one line lower than where we are in the Gemara. All to Bishtar. And what else? The Travayu Boy. You need both Mesira Ushtar. Both Mesira and Shtar. It's interesting because Rav Nosson never used the word Mesira until now. Rav Nosson kept on saying, Mesheikh of Oisis Bishtar. So if you want to insist, Mesheikh is Takadavka, then the Af means, I heard you, Tanakama, that Oisis be Mesira. But if that's not enough, it's got to be Mesira like you said, plus you have to add a Shtar. It's got to be Oisis and Shtar. Why? Where does it say that in the Gemara? Says Rishbam, I'll tell you why. Because Kirabon and the Amri Lekamon, Leikona Achiyichto Vyimsar. If you have to have both a Ksiva, meaning another piece of paper, Vyimsar, it has to be a Masira of the original Shtar. The Imishtar Lechudka Omar, the Oisiyos Niknois, if you're telling me all you need is a Shtar, because that's the Lashon HaGemara, Reb Nosson said, Svina Mashiach Wais Rishtar. If you're going to tell me that, and Kin Reb Nosson, the Amr Kemat, Leikirabon, they're going to be a three-way machlaikis, and that doesn't work. Now, which Rebbe and the Rabbanan is Rishbam referring to? We're going to learn it shortly, but let's give five or six lines. You see five lines before the bottom of the Amud of the Plukta Dehani Tanoi Desanya. Says the Tanakama, Oisiois Niknois Bimesira Divrei Rebbe. You want to be able to go on Koina Ashtar, you use Mesira alone, nothing more. Just Masir. The Chol Maimon Bein Kosav Lei Masar Bein Masav Lei Kosav. If you only did a Ksiva Ashtar without a Masira, or you only did a Masira without a Ksav without a Ashtar, Loikana Achi Yichtoy V'Yimser. Ah, so we have a Machloikim between Rebbe and Chachamim, but this is only, if you will, a two-way Machloikis. In other words, only Rebbe and Chachamim, not three ways. Rebbe says, Oisius, you only need Masira. That's enough. Chum say, no, you need Mesira together with a Ksav, together with another Shtar. Ah, says Rishbam, coming back to our Reb Nosson, if you're going to say that Reb Nosson holds Oisiyos Bishtar, now you're adding a third Mandi Omar. And L'choyre, from that price, it sounds like that there are only two views on the matter. That either it's... Yeah, okay.
Reb Nosson is older than Rebbe. He's the one who challenged his father, Reb Shimon Gamliel, in the Andaharius.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have had an earlier opinion.
So why didn't the...
I don't know, because Rebbe's mad at Reb Nosson for challenging his father, so he's dropping him. He's edging him out.
We don't want to be mad.
It's a Ksiva Mesira Toiva, you know what I mean? It's
okay. Anyway, but you see, Reb Mam says, since we don't know of a third, of a three-way machlekes, we assume that it's only a two-way machlekes, so we don't want to make a third mandiyama if we don't have to. Okay, so based on that, so again, rereading the Gemara, starting fifth line, Elav Hochiktani, Svina Niklid Mashiach of Oisiyos B'Mesira. So we took care of the Tanakama, he didn't talk about Oisiyos. Yes, he is talking about Oisiyos. Reb Nosson says, Svina Mashiach of Oisiyos B'Shtar, what was our problem? Our problem was that originally Reb Nosson said, Svina and Oisiyos, Niknis b'mashichu b'shtar. What? For a Svina you need a Shtar? You don't need a Shtar for a Svina. It's metalkalin. I never heard of something like that. Says Yimor, you're right. It's respectively. Svina is b'mashichu, Oisius is b'shtar. So it's not Svina and Oisius need both Mashich and Shtar. Svina needs the Mashichu, the Oisius need the Shtar. Oh, Oisius only Shtar? I never heard of something like that. Only Oisiyos Bishtar. This is a two-way famous machloikis between Reb Necham. Either it's only Mesira, or it's Mesira and Shtar. But only Shtar. Says Rishbam, you're right. So when it says over here, Oisiyos Bishtar means Oisiyos B'Mesira and Bishtar. And his Oisiyos is, if you will, piggybacking. I don't know if that's a nice term, but he's going and he's saying, Tanakama, I agree with you, Oisiyos B'Mesira, but you have to add to that, Oisiyos B'Mesira U'Bishtar. Notice you don't have anybody talking about a Oisiyos B'Mesira. Why don't we scream at the fact that Reb Nosson at the bottom said, B'Mesira, there's only Rebbe Nechacham, and he says Mesira, and he says Mesira and Shtar. So that's why Rishbam seems to have learned that we're not talking about Mesira, we're talking about Mesira. Okay, good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, we're still again trying to codify the Braisa. Svina b'Mashicha. Why does Reb Nosson repeat Svina b'Mashicha? After all, Tanakam already said one time b'Mashicha. Why does Reb Nosson have to repeat it? So therefore, says the Gemara, now we finally got to the Lemiketanoi El Rabbi Shmuel Ikebenayu. Ah, that's the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. What's the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel? They both agree that Svina needs Mashiach. The question is, how much Mashiach? So, the Tanakama apparently, says Rishbam, learned that you have to have a Mashiach Kula Kishmuel. You have to move the whole boat from one end to the other, 8 feet, assuming that it's an 8-foot boat. And the Reb Nosson said, nah, you don't need 8 feet. Come on, you don't have to be so machmir. I'm going to be mechadish to you. That all you have to have is a kol shehu like Rav. Why is this pshat a better than saying fakert? After all, it doesn't say one way or the other. Why do we say that the Tanakama is like Shmuel? You need kula, and Reb Nosson holds you only need abisala. So Rishbam, because that's standard terminology in the Gemara, standard, I should say, structure of the Gemara, that when you have two man the Omrim, that the second man the Omrim is litfuye kasi, he comes to add. So the Rishbam apparently says that he's coming to add a chiddush, that the Tanakama says, Mashiach means a full-fledged Mashiach, 8 foot. Ah, says Reb Nosson, you don't need so much. No, abyssal. So that's his litfuye kasi.
Teaching to add, he's actually reducing and saying just a little bit. 100%. It's ironic.
Exactly. So look at the Rishbam now for a moment. Tzvina b'mashiach. You shouldn't think I'm making all this up.
No.
Tzvina b'mashiach. I know you don't think so. Lama le'rab nosan le'meimer. Hayne tanakam shteta. Both b'mashiach. El la b'drav v'shmul k'mithuli. Tekom tanakam tzvina niknes b'mashiach kula k'shmul. V'yosem nosan t'hu tana basra l'tfuye. How is he adding? By subtracting. Tafil b'mashiach koshu niknes k'rab. That's how Rishbam learned. However, the Toises learned just the opposite. El Rabbi Shmuel Ikebenayu, you see the third Toises from the top of the Ovid, shortly before the wide lines. El Rabbi Shmuel Ikebenayu, the Reb Nosson Tzavalok Yishmuel, Reb Nosson holds like Shmuel. The Omer Chiyim Shech Es Kula, Tichehechi Diboy, Kinyin Choshev, the Oisiois, Tzvei Mitanakama, the Tanakama said by the Oisiois, you only need Mesira, so Reb Nosson, you need both. Mesira and Star, so he's more
wrap it up with double coverings.
Hachanami Mesvina Mesvina, you also have to have more. It's not enough just to have Noah Mashiach kosher. You have to have a full Mashiach, Gansa Mashiach. Which is in fact Machloik between Rishbam and Toi. Both of them go with the same approach that the second man Yom is Letfuye. The question is, what is Letfuye? Rishbam says Letfuye, he comes to add a Chiddush. You don't need a Abyssala. So Toi says, no, Letfuye means literally Letfuye to go and add. Tanakama says, you only need to make a little bit. Letfuye, you have to go and do a full-fledged Mashiach from
Ensa.
You don't want to miss the boat. Yeah. Very good. Okay. So Lechoyra, the Gemara has a good point. The Gemara started off Lemekani Tanoi. Gerecht. That's why there's a Machloikis. The Gabi Mashiach and Mashiach, because the two definitions of Mashiach. Akulatika Mashiach, Otzakleina Mashiach. Elo, the Rabbi Shmulikim and Hayu. But you want to learn Nishkarai. The Kuliyama could be that everybody holds Ikerav, Ikeshmul. Either way. Ubesuna Kuliyama, Svina Kuliyama, Lipaligi. There's really no Machloikis. Kipaligi Beoisin is the only Machloikis Beoisiyas. So why did Reb Nosson repeat the Svina Bemashiach? Ba'akigamalei, Reb Nosson Tanakam. Besvina Vadi Medina Loch. I heard that you, Tanakama, gave a shir, and you spoke both about Svina and about Oisius. By Svina is up to sehr gut. Whatever you said was perfect, gewaldig. Svina is Mashiach, no question about it. Legabi b'Oisius, iikishtar in, iloi loi. You said Mesira is enough. No, Mesira is not enough. You have to have Mesira plus a shtar. Why do you have to have both? Exactly like the following tonight. The sign we learned in the Brisa. Oh, you see, the Mesira, the Rebbe, you only need Mesira, just like the Tanakama of that of our Brisa. Oh, you see, it's only need Mesira. The Chachamim Oyimim, the Chachamim, just like Reb Nosson, like Rishbam explained earlier, like I saw, that Bein Kosev Le Mosev, Bein Mosev Le Kosev, if you only do Mesira without Ishtar, or you only do Ishtar without Mesira, like Kosev, so you have to do both. Very, very good.
Does the second shtar actually have to be a separate document?
Separate document.
Or
sure.
It can't be appended into a blank spot on the first and said, this hereby, you know, Aiden, we're signing that this was given over? And
presumably you could, but I doesn't go into that level of detail.
Okay.
If there's enough room, maybe on the on the reverse side of it.
Like a bearer bond or something, you're assigning ownership or a title on a car.
Yeah. The chayyid, that should work. Do you ever hear of a bearer bond? modern day people don't know what marathons are.
Yeah.
They don't have
them
anymore. They're illegal.
You know why it was illegal.
Right. Tax evasion and money laundering.
And exactly. They may remove the appendix.
Make them appendix. Okay, very good. Anyway, so bottom line is we started our Gemara saying that Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is the Machloikis of these Tanoim, because both of them talk about Mashiach, and the Gemara said, no, the Gemara is Moishich, that Pshat, or that Havamin, and says,
So there's no Machloket between Shmuel and Rav as to the amount that Mashiach comprises?
No.
There is
that
a...
That is for sure the Machloket.
Right.
But we want to say it's the same Machloket as these Tanoim.
We want to locate it in the earlier Machloket.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't want to say that it's Rav and Shmuel made up the Machloket in their generation. Already earlier generations had this Machloket. This precedent, Tanaic precedent. The Gemara says it could be, but it doesn't have to be. Why could it be? Because he said Mashiach. Why are they arguing if they're both saying the same thing? So it must be that he holds it shorter and one holds it longer. That was the Gemara's Havamin. The Gemara doesn't have to be. It could be that Reb Nosson is being very genteel. He's being a real gentleman. He's saying, Tanakama, I don't want to have a full-fledged machlokes with you. We want to have a hava ach v'sholem v'reyes. So I'm telling you already on the spot, Svein, I agree with you 1,000%, 10,000%. I'm on you. On your boat, we're together, 100%. However, when it comes to Oisa, there we have a dispute. Where you say it's enough just a Mesir, and I say it's got to be Mesir plus a Shah. So therefore, neither I'm discussing Rav.
Do we know whether Rav Nosson sides with Shmuel or Rav? Or
no, because he was earlier, he was a Tana, Shmuel, and Rav is a student of Rebbe, who's already a generation and a half later.
And the Gemara said, "Loi, the kuli alma ikarav ikishmul." Do you have that?
Yeah, ikarav. So the whole world.
The whole world, meaning both the Tanakama and Rav Nosson of this Braisa, could both hold like Rav, you only need a mashu.
Uh-huh.
Or they could both hold like Shmuel, that you need a full mashu.
Right.
I don't know. The Gemara is not machria one way or the other.
Well,
the Gemara says, you have no raya what these Tanoim hold in the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. Okay, so now that we spoke about that at some length, let's go back to Svina again. We don't want to be off the boat, right?
Or rock the boat.
Shh, I'm telling you. The Mayu Kimta, how did you explain Kerebi? I'm sorry. The Mayu Kimta, how did you explain all of this? So the Mayu Kimta says, Rishbam means, look at two lines on the bottom. Mayu Kimta Litanakama to Reb Nosson, Litanakama of the prior Braisa, that said that Svina is Mashiach. L'choira, you said that goes like Rebbe. Right? We said in the Machloikis, truth be told, we didn't talk about Svina vis-a-vis Rebbe and the Chacham. Rebbe and the Chacham only have a Machloikis, the Gavi Oisiyos. Okay. And how did we, Zetzayin, how did we explain the Tanakama of the previous Braisa that we began? Svina Niknas B'Mashiach. And Oisiyos B'Mesira, we said he holds like Rebbe. Because Rebbe is the one that holds Oisiyos B'Mesira is enough. So now the Gemara assumes, like the Gemara assumes very, very often, that the Tanakama and Rebbe, that's Hainuach. It's really Rebbe speaking in the name and in the guise of Tanakama of that Braisa. Aha. Okay, so clearly on Oisiyos B'Mesira, word for word, just like Rebbe. Question is, what does he hold the Gabe Svina? So we said before, Svina is b'mashicha. Svina b'mashicha. Freiti Gemara, b'mayu kimta. You said that the Tanakama holds like Rabbi, vis-a-vis the Oisiyos. So, Ibazoi, why does he distinguish between Svina and Oisiyos? That Svina is b'mashicha, Oisiyos b'mesira, Svina nami tikna b'mesira. Svina should also be b'mesira. Why? Desanya, we have a brand new braisa. Svina niknas b'mesira divrei Rabbi. Oh! So in Bazoi, we should have started off the braisa desanya svina the oisiyos niknin b'mesira. Just like we already concluded that half of the Tanakama is crystal clear, like Rebbe, that he holds that oisiyos b'mesira. You don't need a shtar, just mesira. So then, if the Tanakama is Rebbe, presumably the gabi the svina, it's also Rebbe. If that's the case, why did he say svina is b'mesira? He should say svina is b'mesira.
She's not Rebbe.
So that would mean you're giving a tariff.
Right.
So that's the Gemara's kasha initially. The sign is Svina Nikol Sira Divra. Rechomim Oimrim, Loi Kona. No, that's not enough. Aichim Shechani, you have to make a Meshicha. And Rishbam says at the top, Mishim Shechena L'Rishus HaMiyuchad Lai. Mishicha is very important that you go and bring it into your own Rishus.
Private, the private harbor.
Exactly. Oi, continuing the more, Ach Yisker Es Mekoyma. What means Yisker Es Mekoyma? What happens if he didn't bring it into his own Rishus? What he could do is he can say to the Mocher, could you please rent and lease to me the Mokam HaSvina for the next 5 minutes? I'll pay you a nickel, I'll pay you a dime, whatever, more than Shavu Pruta. I'm asking. So now it becomes his chotzer. He'll be koina with kinyan chotzer, like any metalfin that find themselves in a kinyan chotzer.
He had a ship or something. He had a in the harbor.
Right. A little.
That they have on the boat base.
Well, you'll see shortly that in fact it's talking about the middle of Shesarab, the middle of Asimta. We're going to get to that in a moment. Anyway, so bottom line is, what's the Gemara's kasha? Since we're assuming that the Tanakama of the previous Braisa is Rebbe, how I assume that because of the Oisiyos. He says b'mesira. He says b'mesira. So Bazoi, so why doesn't he agree with Rebbe on the form of being koina of the Svina? Why does he say Svina b'mesira when Rebbe clearly says b'mesira? The Gemara l'choida could have answered like the Gemara answers on occasion. Nishka kasha b'ha savalok Rebbe and b'ha savalok Rebbe. After all, these are two. After all, these are two separate halachas. This is Svina and this is Oisius.
This is Rebbe and this is an honest Tanakama.
Exactly. But the Gemara prefers not to have to go to that territory. We prefer to say that's cooler Rebbe. And therefore, says the Gemara, loy kasha. It really depends where is the Svina standing. Kan b'shesarabim, kan b'simta. Is it standing in the shesarabim or in a simta? If it's standing in the shesarabim, says Rishbam, then the only way that you can be koine it is through Mesira. Because Meshicha, like the Rishbam says at the very top, it's got to be the Rishus HaMiyuchad Loi. The only way you can be Koyin Meshicha, even though we didn't mention that in the Gemara until now. All we mentioned in the Gemara until now was that you got to go and either call it, or you got to go and schlep it, or you got to go and give it a patch, and the animal goes. Or in this case, you schlep the boat that the boat should go. We didn't say anything about it has to be Rishus HaMiyuchad Loi. However, because of this difficulty of if this price is Rebbe and this price is Rebbe, here he says Meshicha and Mesira, says the Gemara, Rebbe agrees sometimes in Meshicha and sometimes in Mesira. It depends on your location. If you're talking about Rishus HaRabim, then you need Mesira. If it's Simta, you can do Meshicha. Why is there a difference between Rishus HaRabim and Simta? We'll see in Rishbam in a moment. Because from Rishus, since Meshicha, one of the key elements is that you're schlepping it into your own Rishus. Rishus HaMiyuchad Loi, Rishus HaRabim is not Miyuchad. Rishus HaRabim is open to the whole world. Everybody and anybody can go down Rishus HaRabim. Take a look at Broadway and you'll see anyone and everyone is coming and going. There's no private Rishus. Simta, which is like a private alleyway, although that is also a semi-Rishus HaRabim, everybody has the right to go there, but typically not a lot of people walk down that alleyway, and therefore the Chacham said, when there are no other people congregating and everybody standing around, if you wanted to, you can go and consider it to be temporarily your Rishus, and then you could effect a Meshicha in Simta and say, I'm taking it into my Rishus, even though Simta is really more of a, if you will, a semi-public Rishus. So, where do we take this from? Let's take a quick look at the Rishbam. Loi Kasha. Third line from the top. Hodam Rabbi Svina b'mesira, here in the Amud Aleph, Hainu b'shus harabim. Now, how do you have a Svina in the middle of Rishus HaRabim? After all, Rishus HaRabim, people have Svinas. Can go in Rekak Maim Rishus HaRabim. In the middle of Rishus HaRabim, there's a huge, huge puddle of water that didn't drain off. It was poor drainage areas, like you hear. Oh, so there's this large Rekak Maim, and he parked the Svina on top of the Rekak Maim. The Efshem Meshicha. Meshicha doesn't help in Rishus HaRabim. The Meshicha Elekisha Moshech L'Rishus Soi. It's got to be into your Rishus, like the top Rishvam, which is a Miyuchad Lai. Keep going. B'chotzer shel shneim, if at least if the chotzer belongs to both the Moicher and the Lekech, Oy b'simta kirel kamon. The kibin de'ef shem b'mashicha konalei b'mesira. Since in Rishus HaRabim, Mashicha doesn't work, so you do Mesira. Ah, behind the Kometani Kamadir Muslim, what about that earlier Braisa that we started off with today? Who is that Tanakama? The Hainu Rebbe. It's Taka the same Rebbe, like the Gemara is assuming it's Taka Rebbe. He says, Svina b'mashicha. Hainu b'simta. Ki goin mevois ketanim. These small little alleyways. Ha'psucha l'shus harabim. There you can do Mashicha. There it's talking about ultra v'yesh ben mayim. also must be this large puddle, otherwise how do you have a Svina there?
It's like they're in Venice.
Are you right? Usvinoi Medisham, and the Svina happens to be standing there in the middle of the water. To keep in the Enoshus Rama Mamish. It's not Mamish Ram, it's a private mobile, a private alley. El the Zim the Dachman Enoshus Ram of Ayla Hasam, and a big day when everything is packed. People will go into the side roads as well. I don't normally go in that alleyway, but I have no choice. There's no room on the main avenue. The Yesh Purjusli Odom Leshevisham. You could sit over there. Nobody's going to stop you if you want to sit on the side there in the Simta. People say, hey, man, mister, come on, get out of the way. My car can't go, and my donkey can't go. But there in the Simta, if you want, you can sit down. Hayru Birshus Kol Misha Oymed Sham Liknes Mishicha. Therefore, you can effect a Mashiach there in the Simta. Ki ilu hu rishus, as if it's your own rishus. And now the Rishbam says something even more fascinating. V'kim in the efshe b'mashiach lav orcha de Simta b'mesira v'le mekani b'mesira. Since you can do a Mashiach in the Simta, it became customary only to do Mashiach in a Simta, and you can no longer be kind of a b'mesira in a Simta. And that's the reason why we started off the Braisa Svina b'Mashicha, and we added the Oiseis b'Mesira. The Mashu Abu v'Svina loy mekanyim b'Mesira. Why? The Haiki Orche v'Haiki Orche. In the Simta you can only do Mashicha, and in the Rishis Ram you can only do Mesira. Like Rishbam finishes off Rishis Ram b'Mesira Simta Mashicha kein nira b'Einai. So never the twain shall meet. So you have, these are mutually exclusive, says Rishbam. In the first Braisa, when we start off Svina and Mashicha, let's talk about a Simta, or into his private Rishus, or into this Movik Tanim, any type of thing where you can exercise control, even if it's only temporarily, you can do Mashicha. You cannot do Mesira. And the Rishus Ram, however, since it's impossible to go and exercise control in Rishus HaMiyuchadli, it's never Rishus HaMiyuchadli. The city never sleeps. There are always cars and people and going back and forth. So therefore, you can never go and be koina in Rishus Ram through Mashicha. There you have to do Mesira. And therefore, the two brides are no longer soyser.
Why?
They're both Rebbe. Svina Nikol Mashicha is talking about in a Simta. Mesira is talking about Rishus Ram. Yes.
Why are we saying they're mutually exclusive? And many times we've had Kinyanim. You can do Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. You can do. You have the option of the Mocher and the Lokeach.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we suddenly saying is they're mutually exclusive?
It doesn't work. Mashiach doesn't work.
No. But Mesira should work. Even in Mesira works in Mishus Arabim. If Mesira works in Mishus Arabim, a Kalvachomer should work in a Simta, a Rishus HaYachid. That's my question.
No, if
I bring the boat into somebody's private slip, or a private area, I bring it in, and now I hand it over to him. He didn't do anything. I hand him over the boat that ties it over.
Right.
I say, here. It's not, he didn't tie it down yet. Why isn't that a Kenyan? If Mashiach were, I understand they're mutually exclusive and custom and everything, but one should not preclude the other where it's valid.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense. And that's why he said that what Rishbam is saying, Achidish, is fascinating. He says, Kim de Efshe Mashiach lav orcha de simta, v'loi mekanye. Apparently, this is the custom that arose over the years. And we're going to see more about this in another couple of moments.
Okay.
So just hold on to your question, and you'll see, hopefully it will be, I don't know, you'll be relieved, but you'll see it will be addressed. So therefore, no longer Stira, both of them are Rebbe, here is Rishus Ram, here is Simta, never the twain shall meet. So you just said, now the Braisa we just finished now, right, that start on the Omer Aleph, Svina, Nikmas, B'Mesira, since you cannot do Mashicha, why can't you do Mashicha? Because we're talking about Rishus HaRabim, so you do Mesira. Hey, what did the Chacham say? The Chacham Moimim Lekana Ad Shiim Shechana. Make a Mashicha. Mister, weren't you just listening for the last 10 minutes? He said you can't make a Mashicha Rishus HaRabim because a key element is it's got a Rishus HaMiyuchad Lai. So for 81, but my we keep a lot of rights with Rishus HaRabim. He was saying the Chacham Moimim Lekana Shiim Shechana. We be Rishus HaRabim. We man Oigir. The miman oigir, let's put off on the side just for a moment. But you see, does anybody hold a mishicha works in Rishus HaRabim? It's not only that Rebbe holds you can't do a mishicha in Rishus HaRabim because it's not Rishus HaMiyuchaloi. Since a key element of mishicha is Rishus HaMiyuchaloi, everybody agrees to that. like we have v'ho abaye v'rova the amrit ravayu mesira koinim b'shusarabim. Yeah, mesira. Like we said, that's fine. Or b'chotish einishol shneiim, because then it's b'shusarabim. Since it's not my chotzer, it's not my property. It's like a b'shusarabim. Therefore, only mesira, not mishicha. Mishicha is koinim b'simta. Or b'chotish einishol shneiim. Mishicha is taka koinim. In the simta, not in the shusarabim, in the simta, and a chotish yishol shneim, because then I can assert my rights, at least 50% of the right. So we see that, in fact, what Rebbe said, and the distinction the Gemara made between the shusarabim and simta, is not just the Gemara. The Gemara is now quoting really Abaye v'Rava. And Abaye v'Rava said, in unison, how many times do we have Abaye v'Rava, or having machloikis throughout Shas?
Many.
Say millions
many,
of times.
Many.
But many, many times. Here, Travaya, both together. Mesira is Rishus Rabbah. No, notice, Mesira is Rishus Rabbah, Chotish Yishneim, because he has to be Rishus Yuchad like. Mesheikh is Koine Besimta, Chotish Yishneim. He doesn't say Mesheikh and Mesira. Only Mesheikh is Koine Besimta, Chotish Yishneim. Now, you're wondering, where does that come from? I didn't see that in Bereishis or in Shemois or in Vayikra. I didn't see anywhere in the Torah that the Mesheikh is Koine here and Mesheikh is Koine there. Says Rishbam, three lines into the white lines. It's al pisvara. So, therefore, adding that to what we discussed earlier, how did it arrive and arise that you could only use mesira in the shesurabim and not in the simta? It's a svara that's. It's in other words, it's not anywhere that you've written the Torah that way. It's not a pasuk in Vayikra and Devarim or anything like that. No, this is just the custom that arose over time. That since Mashiach requires Ishus HaMiyuchad Loi, again, I'll be Svara, therefore that can only be done in a Simta, not a Shus HaRabim. No, if everybody in the Simta is doing Mashiach, don't be the wise guy to do Mesira. Mesira is Rishus HaRabim, and Mashiach is Rishus HaYochid, or at least a Simta, and therefore never the twain shall meet, like the Rishbam said, and like Abaye v'Rava are repeating. Mesira is Rishus HaRabim, Mashiach is in Simta. He doesn't say that in the Simta you can do both Mashiach and Mesira. No. Sira is
mutually exclusive.
Mutually exclusive. Fine. So now we skipped over quickly Oiger. The Oiger. With Oiger is referring to the top line. It says Oyachi Yiskor es Mekoima. If we're talking the Shusarabim, how can you be Soicher es Mekoima? Oiger means, of course, to rent. If you're telling me that it's a private property, fine. I can talk about going and renting the property. But he's saying that this whole price is over Shusarabim, and that's the reason why you have to do Mesira. So how did Tanakama? Number one, how do they say do Mashiach? We haven't answered that question yet. And number two, how can you do Achi Yisker as Mekoyimah? How can you go and rent a spot?
There's no landlord. It's Mashiach Sarabim.
Exactly right. So we have both kashas. So now we're up to the end of the Brisa. Now what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is Vesum Mashiach Mashiach Sarabim Mikanya. How can you say Mashiach Sarabim Mashiach Sarabim? Ayabai Verobet Amri Tavayu. So really, this is Nishka Zashvera Kasha, because Abaye v'Rava are Amay Roim, and the Tana, or the Tana of this price, or the Chum of this price, say, I don't care Abaye v'Rava, I'm a Tana. You tell me what Abaye v'Rava say. So Rishbam addresses that issue, and the Rishbam says it's really not a Kasha the Tana Kam, it's a Kasha in Abaye v'Rava.
Yes,
Abaye v'Rava seem to be paskening like Rebbe against the Chachom, since Rebbe would seem to be the Yochid. And the Chachamim are the Rabbim, Yochav Rabbim, Loch Kerabim. So why would Abaye v'Rava adopt Rebbe's halacha that the two are mutually exclusive? They should go and say like the Chachamim that even in Rishus Rabbim you can go and do a Mashiach. And he says no, Mashiach is only kind of b'simta. So you're telling me Abaye v'Rava preferring Rebbe over the Chachamim? So tomorrow, no. Back to Imar. Hachi Koma. After the whole brayse is over, Hachi Koma. Zut Nochmo. My Achim Shechana, we finish. Period. Pray tomorrow. My Achim Shechana, Namitik Omar. Or my Achim Yisker is Mekoimitik Omar. In other words, we're addressing both questions. What do we mean, Rishisuram Mashicha? What do we mean, Rishisuram Yisker is Mekoimit? Hochik Omar. Achim Shechana, Mirishisurabim. Listen to. When it says Achim Shechana means he's going to schlep it all the way out from the Rishisurabim. Into the simta to be able to be koina in the simta with mishicha. The imushes malami. If we're not talking about rishus rabim, we're now adding a few words. We're not talking about rishus rabim. We're talking about it's rishus balim. In other words, it's the moichers rishus, and he's selling the svina to the lekeach. How is Lekeach going to be Koina? After all, he wants to take it into Zeshus with a Meshicha. Your kid's got to be Zeshus, some Yuchid like. Oh, Lekeach, Jesus is going to do Koina. What he can do is go and be Machnet him with a Kinyan Chatzer by saying to him, you now own this Chatzer for the next 5 minutes because you do a temporary lease. Now, be Koina through Kinyan Chatzer. Fine. So what has the Gemara therefore concluded? The Gemara has concluded is, when it says Yim Shechana, it doesn't mean you do the Mashiach and Rishus Rab.
In Rishus Rabim, two Rishus Rabim.
When the two Simta. Right. You take it from Rishus Rabim into it's the Simta, and then in the Simta already you can go and be Koina, no problem. But Frank Timura, Lema Bai Verova to Amit Kirabi. The fact that Abai Verova didn't come up with this formula at Yim Shechana in the Simta, that he just went straight, Mesira Rishus Rabim, Mashiach and Koina Besimta, it sounds like they learn like Rabbi. And therefore, are you telling me that they are
possibly
they favor Rebbe over the Chacham? Ravashi, no. In truth, there is no machlekes. This is already the second time today that we are struggling not to make machlekes. We didn't make a machlekes, actually, the third time. We're not making a machlekes between the Tanakama and Reb Nosson vis-a-vis Rav and Shmuel. They can both hold like Rav, they can both hold like Shmuel. We didn't want to make a Reb Nosson a third shita that you can be koin eshtar only with eshtar and not with mesira. After all, we only find Rebbe and Chacham arguing about that. Said Rishbam, we don't want to make shalish machlekes. You're right. The Nosson holds taka like the Chacham, and if you have to have both mesira and eshtar. And now the Gemara says yet a third time today, no machlekes between the Tanakama Rebbe and the Chachamim. They both agree that you have to have a kinyan mesira in a Rishus Rabbim. But didn't it say Yim Shechenu, you make a Mashiach from the Rishus Rabbim into the Simta? No. Ravashi, Idi Omer Leich Chazek Ukni Hachanami. If the Moicher would say to the Lekeach, make a Kenyan. The word Chazek over here doesn't mention Chazoka. He really means go, Gesundheit. Go and make a Kenyan. Everybody would agree, you're in a Simta, you're in Rishus Rabbim. The only Kenyan that he has in mind is really to do a Mesira. Because in Rosh Hashanah you cannot do a Mashiach.
Powerless.
It doesn't work. Hachem Ha'iskin is talking about that, if you will, he made either a slip of the tongue, or he intentionally said, the Omer Leilech, Mishoichu Kini, go and make a Mashiach. They're standing in the Rosh Hashanah, 91st Street, middle of Broadway, cars going in all directions, people going in all directions, and he says to him, make a Mashiach. Why would he say something like that? Marsa v'kepeida, says the Chachamim, he meant Davka Mashiach. That is, if you will, a condition of the acquisition. It's a Tanai. Why he would make such a Tanai, I don't know. But that's what he said. I want you to make a Mashiach. Mashiach? How can you make a Mashiach Shusarab? Zok the Chacham, Achim Shechana, Zuntai, from the Shusarabim into the Simta, because otherwise I'm not going to be able to be Koya. And that was his stipulation, as was his Tanai. Kepeida. Umar Sova, meaning the Rebbe said, Marmokum Ulai. When he said Mishoich Lav Dafka, what he meant really is, says Rishbam, because everybody, when they go and acquire something, they want to show their balas on it. So how do you show your balas? By taking and taking possession. You don't go and buy something, but you can hold on to it for the next 10 years. That's fine. I bought the watch from you, but you can continue using it for the next 5 years.
Unless it's the wheat in the attic, because I don't have room.
Yeah, exactly. Yichitim Baliyah. But otherwise, why would a person go and leave? So therefore, when he uses the word Mishoich, Lav Davka, did he mean Mishoich Chastachol Yedecha, did he mean over here, Hashem Mashiach? Maramokim is, he's just suggesting. If you look at the Rishbam, about 10 lines from the bottom, Rabbonim Savri Kpeda, Legomalak Noisi Elam Mashiach, Vuloi Bim Mesira, Shem Yitz Moich Yuchal Asabai, calls Manchli Moshka Zel Rishusai. Since you have to Mashiach into your Rishus, that might take you a minute or two or five or ten. I can still change my mind. Davka Mashiach. The other Rebbe said, Mamalkim. He boy is a filim moshka. If you want to do Mesira, that's no problem. But if you want a filim moshka, miyad or shoska, leich b'shoich. So Mesira kenisalach. I'm asking to give it to you Mesira. But you want to go and show your balas, you want to take it into your private pond where you have your boat. Gesundheit, take your money, no problem. Don't rock the boat, it's fine, take whatever you want. So therefore, kum techoyis taka, there's no machlokes between Rebbe and Chacham. They both agree, in the Simta, not in the Simta, in the Rishus Rabbim, the way you make a kinyan is through Mesira. So why did the Tanakama say Achim Shechen? It's talking about that he said, Lech Mishoich. Say the Chacham, if you said Mishoich, you heard him, You heard him like I heard him. He said, Meshaych, I got to be Moshech. I'm going to have to schlep it out from here into, from the Shusram into the Sifta. Okay, with this, we've concluded this very, very fascinating discussion. And now says the Gemara, Omra Papa. We talked about being Makne Ishtar Choyv with another Shtar. What do you have to write in the new Shtar? Or, like you said, and an appendage to the old Shtar. Hayiman the Mazel Shor v'Chavrei Tzorach L'michtav Leh, he has to write in the Shtar. Knihu, be koina the piece of paper, the Shtar. The Chol Shibud the Bay, and all of the rights and regulations are pertinent thereto. In other words, whatever it says in that Shtar. He didn't just go and say, here, I'm, exhibit A is the Shtar Choyv, I'm selling you the Shtar Choyv, signed the uncle. He said, I'm selling you the Shtar Choyv, plus all the Shibudim this Bay. Omravashi, Amrit Lashmat the Kamid of Kahana, I repeated this Shtikal Torah in front of Kahana. I'm saying, I said, why? Time the Kosav Lihochi, Holy Kosav Lihochi, Loikani? If he would just say, I'm handing over to you, I'm transferring, assigning, giving, bequeathing, and all the fancy terms that the lawyers come up with, I'm giving you the Shtar, selling you the Shtar, transferring the Shtar, isn't that enough? Why do you have to say the Chol Shibud debate? You think he's purchasing a shtar just to use as a bottle stopper? Come on, give me a break. He's buying another shtar chay. Amali in, yes, that's in fact the halacha. If you just said, I'm selling you the shtar, in lots of a lotzer, he could, the moichah, go and say, I'm just selling you the paper. I'm retaining the oisiois for myself. Yeah, but isn't there a big problem? How much are you going to go and pay for a piece of paper as a bottle stopper? Let's say a dollar. If this happens to be a shtar choyv, which says on it $100, nobody's going to sell a shtar choyv of $100 just for a dollar. Unless, of course, he knows that the lawyer is never going to go and pay. Mm-hmm. But if you even have just a chance that a million is going to go and pay, you're not going to sell it. You sell it for $20, you sell it for $10, but not for a dollar. So isn't there what we would call oinah that he is going and he's overcharging? Says the Banu Rishbam, 100%. The Omali, last Rishbam, in lots of a lot of. I be mishum oinah. Yes, Mishnah, you're telling me he's overpaying. If the price is not right for purposes of the lots of B'nitzi Chusai, you're 100% right. He'll be able to go and mourn him in Bezin and say, Mister, this is ridiculous. I pay $20 just for a bottle stopper. You think I'm nuts? I only pay a dollar for a bottle stopper. I wouldn't pay $20. Bezin will say, you're right, B'nitzi Chusai, give it back. But the point of all this is that if you only write in the shtar, I'm selling you the paper, the shtar, and you didn't add b'chol shibud debay, you're only selling the shtar lots of pieces. Kusai. If you want to make it crystal clear that you're selling also the oyster shibay, then you have to write who? B'chol shibud debay.
You gotta watch out that he doesn't mavato the shibud.
That's a right.
Okay.